I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a few minutes, Lori David, the activist and now author of a book aimed at helping you connect or reconnect with your kids at dinner time. That's our regular mom's conversation, and it's in just a few minutes. But first, reconnecting with a job. New retail sales numbers are just out yesterday, and they were stronger than expected. October numbers show a 1.2% rise in sales compared to September. That's the biggest gain in 7 months, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. And that means that businesses might be in the mood to hire additional workers to help with things like stocking shelves and driving delivery trucks. To talk about how you might land a job this holiday season and maybe hold on to it next year, we're joined by Washington Post business reporter Ilan Mui and our regular contributor on matters of personal finance and the economy, Alvin Hall. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to be here.
Ilan, first, can you just give us a ballpark number of how many seasonal workers businesses normally hire or have hired in the past at this time of year?
Sure. During a bustling holiday season, stores will typically hire as much as 700,000 additional workers. Now, in the past few years during the recession, we saw that number decline dramatically to about 500,000. This year, we're expecting that number to increase a little bit, maybe around 600,000 level or so. That's a good thing for those looking for jobs.
I wanted to ask, how would you know that they're talking about upping their hiring? Do you know this from looking at the ads that they've put out, or how do we know?
Well, the stores have actually said, we plan to hire more people this holiday season, and they're basing that on what they think they will do in terms of sales over the next 2 months. They typically start this process actually pretty early in the season. So even starting in September and early October, they're already looking at folks, already doing the interviews, and already figuring out how many people are we going to put into our stores.
Well, that was going to be my next question, Alvin. Is it too late to get seasonal work?
No, it's not too late at all, because what has happened, a lot of the companies announced they were going to hire, but then they waited to see how the sales and how their returns will be before they ever start to hire. So they actually delay it a bit. So there's still an opportunity if people really want to get work. The big thing you have to do is connect into that company, find out what jobs available and which ones you can apply for.
I was going to say, Alvin, you've talked to us recently about so-called bridge employment, the kinds
Yes.
of jobs that people get to tie them over when perhaps they're not working in their field, or perhaps even sometimes they might want to try something new or make a career change, and this is a way of kind of dipping your toe into the water.
Yes.
What is the best way to think about seasonal employment?
What
would you be looking for?
People should look at the job as an opportunity, maybe to open themselves up to a new career path or a way to continue to generate money while they're away from their primary career. People need to look at these jobs also as a way of just building your own self-worth. If you've been out of work a very long period of time, eventually you just sort of lose that fire. This can help you reconnect to people. When you're in this job, don't be afraid to talk to people about your dreams, your aspirations, and about whether there will be a permanent job available after the holiday season. So this is a way to motivate you.
Ilan, what are you hearing from businesses over the time you've been covering this field? You cover consumer and retail. Do businesses who hire seasonal workers have particular things that they're looking for? I know that there's a whole range of jobs that people can apply for. I'll just tell you a personal story. I have very vivid memories of my father, who was a firefighter, taking seasonal employment at a department store in New York, and he would stock the shelves because a lot of firefighters did, because guess what? They're strong. And I have really fond memories of going off, and my mother, of course, told me that he was going off to help Santa. So do businesses have particular skills that they're looking for? Are there a broad range of skills? And how can you impress a potential employer?
Sure. I would say every business is a little bit different, but typically what they look for is for employees who will do something a little bit extra, that you're not just folding the clothes, you're not just straightening the stacks, you're not just saying hi to your customers, that you're maybe asking a few more questions, that you've shown an interest in the company, and that you are voicing that desire to work in the company maybe past the holiday season. They want people who want to be there. So I think that one of the main things that you can do is just show interest and show engagement in the job and in the employer. One thing that actually also surprised me is that I was talking to UPS the other day, and they said, you know, sometimes there's just not a position available after the big surge of the holiday season, but we remember people who are good. We might bring them back next holiday season, or maybe sometime later in the year a slot will come open and we'll go back to those holiday hires who really stood out. There could still be opportunity down the line.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about holiday jobs with our money money coach Alvin Hall and Washington Post business reporter Ilan Mui. She's been writing about this. And also, how do people apply for these jobs? I mean, we often, Alvin has often given us the advice that networking is very important, that personal contacts are very important. But let's say maybe you're a student who's still at school and looking to work over the holiday season at home. Do these companies typically hire from online applications? Do those really work?
That's exactly what they're doing now. The entire process for many retailers is online. So you go on the internet to find the application, to find positions are open. I also find that many retailers are now advertising their jobs through social media. So there's really different avenues that they're using to reach potential candidates for jobs these days. So I would encourage anyone who's seeking a job to look in many places.
But if you have to make your application online, how do you stand out?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is that one retailer that I talked to said that the application actually also includes a personality test, so that automatically they're able to tell, are you going to be the type of person who is going to fit within our company? So that's one way that they use to screen clients. The other thing is that I did talk to somebody who applied for and landed a holiday job, and what he did was he applied for the job online, but then he actually drove to the store, shook the hand of the store manager, and said, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I applied for a job at your store, and I would love to work for you. And he ended up getting the job and is now selling home theater appliances at H.H. Gregg.
Now, Alvin, I'm guessing that if you're going to hire somebody for a seasonal position, you would want that person to be as flexible as possible, as open as possible, to work as many hours as possible. But that just simply is not possible for some people. For example, if you're caring for a senior,
yes,
or caring for children, if you're still in school, for example, how do you think you could communicate that you may have some boundaries in a constructive way?
Talk about your goals in this job, why you want the employment, and then talk honestly about the limitations. I think often if people know the limitations or your boundaries up front, they'll give you the flexibility to be able to both do the job and honor your other obligations. So I think if you're honest, you'll be able to both get a job and have the flexibility that you want.
Ilan, do you agree with that?
I was recently sitting in on the interview process at the Container Store, and they said, you know, if you can only work weekends, that's fantastic because that's our busiest time. You know, so that they are willing to work with the flexibility. That said, if you're looking to work during the holiday season, you've got to be prepared to work on Black Friday. You got to be prepared to probably work on New Year's Eve, that there are going to be certain key days when they're very busy that they expect you to be in the store.
So do not get your feelings hurt if somebody expects you to get up after Turkey Day.
Exactly.
Okay.
But I also think that people need to work their personal connections, because almost everybody I know who've gotten a job during this holiday season so far, it's been somebody who worked in that store or who knew they were looking for a job. They applied online, but many of them got their jobs through that personal connection that they established with someone who already was in that business. So use that to help you, to give you that leg up over everyone else who's just sending an application in over the internet or through one of the social networking sites.
And what about working at a place you just happen to like to shop?
Well, the stores that I have talked to so far this holiday season all say that some of the best employees were originally customers. So if you are at a store that you like to shop, most likely you know the product, you understand the company, you understand their philosophy. So frequently, stores will mine their customer base for holiday hires.
All right. All good advice. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and happy shopping for the holiday season.
So I'm thinking about getting a job in Bergdorf's myself.
Okay.
My favorite store.
I bet the discounts would be great.
I bet they would be.
Or not. I'm going to say, or Alvin, you got to take the advice that you're always giving us. Don't spend up all your paycheck.
Exactly.
Okay. Alvin Hall is Tell Me More's regular contributor on matters of personal finance and the economy. He was with us from our bureau in New York. With us in Washington, D.C., Washington Post business reporter Ilan Mui. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.